So just by way of introduction, I would like to welcome you to this contemplative meditation on the sacred scripture. So you're aware of what's coming, I'll just offer a short introduction before we begin our meditation. The meditation consists of verses of scripture being read with breaks between. In the breaks between, you will hear a chime. The chime is a reminder to come back to what you've heard and to focus on the imagery that may arise as you contemplate the verse. So it is a simple process of listening, of reflecting, of coming back to the verse at the point of a chime before moving on to the next verse. Let us begin. So I just invite you to sit back in a relaxed position with your eyes closed, bringing your attention to your breath. And as you continue to watch the steady rhythm of your breath, you're invited just to deepen your breathing. And on each exhale, just becoming more relaxed in the body. And as your body relaxes, just taking a moment now to scan all your muscle groups. And if you're aware of any centers of tension, just releasing those now. And as your body relaxes, you're invited just to go deeper and deeper, bringing your attention to your thoughts. Allowing the thoughts of the day to settle, so that the mind becomes still and clear. So as the body's relaxed and the mind is still and clear, so now bringing your attention to the area of your heart. Just aware that the feeling that you have life in yourself is an appearance, and that that appearance arises from the Lord flowing into your soul moment to moment. So as the body's relaxed and the mind is still and clear, so the heart is at peace, open to receiving the word of the Lord. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. A thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And now, just becoming aware of your breath once more. Taking in a few deep breaths and slowly releasing them. And with each breath, just becoming more aware of the sensation in your body. Of your presence in the room. And when you feel ready, I invite you to open your eyes, bringing your sense of the Lord's presence and peace into waking consciousness.